Today's share in the Dear Shem Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Mem Omud Beis. And we are beginning with two brand new simonim today that will be Yetzir Shem finish, Tav Kuf Samach Gimel and Tav Kuf Samach Dalet. Samach Gimel begins with Din Mi Shehira Believe Latayin Lisanos. It's actually a review. We've had most of these discussions already mentioned in Dear Shem footnotes and in the previous Mishnah Berurahs. So a lot of it will be good chazar for us. We begin with Tav Kuf Samach Gimel with the Mechaber. Mi Shehira Belibo, if somebody thought about doing a tainus. Shelo b'shas tefilas hamincha lisanos l'mocha, but it wasn't during tefilas hamincha. As we brought out previously, if you had thoughts about this during the tefilah of mincha, then you should fast, and it counts as a tainus with aneinu, etc. But here, you had previous thoughts about before mincha about fasting, but just thoughts. So that is not considered lo havei kabbalah. That's not considered a formal tainus with all the dinim of a kabbalah's tainus from the day before. Lo havei kabbalah. Why? Because the lo adith mehotzi befev. Because that's no different than, certainly can't be better than somebody who actually verbally expressed before mincha time that he'd like to fast tomorrow, but he didn't accept it during the time of mincha. The law of the Kabbalah is tainus in that situation, kivin shelo kiblo b'tfilas mincha. The formal acceptance of a tainus is by mincha time, and not before mincha time. Therefore, while he has to fulfill what he said as a vow, as we've mentioned many times, we'll see again today, he doesn't have a formal Kabbalah's tainus. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Nalav tells us, Rosh Lomar, what the Mechaber is telling us here, is Afilu Gomer B'daito. He intended in his mind, V'kibo M'achshavto L'sanos L'mocher. Before Mincha time, he had a thought, and he said, I'm going to have a Kabbalah's tainus now in my mind. That's not considered a good Kabbalah's tainus. Sivkot in Beis, because it wasn't B'shas Tfilas HaMincha. Elikol was there. It was before then. Dilu Achash Yispal, because it was after Tfilas Mincha, so then we have some Achronim, Mashmei Achronim, the Mahani HaKabbalah, B'diyevet. It does work. Kos Manshu Yom, as long as it's before the night, so therefore it does work in that situation. Bein Bo Tzol B'Peh, Bein B'Hira, whether you verbalize it or even if he thinks it. The issue footnote number one reminds us, if somebody davens late, Hamasachal is spalu mincha at somach l'shkia. If he's davening right at the shkia, so now when he's accepting the tainus in mincha, it's already after the shkia because he finishes Shemona Esrei and he's before the Yularot Zon, being makabel tainus, but it's after the shkia. So he brings down from the Bi'al Locha in Simon Tovkuf Samach Beis shekidai lo seis yadei kol hadeos tov shikabel tainus kod mincha. In that situation, have in your mind that you're accepting the tainus before mincha as well as during the mincha. In this way, there are poskim that say that you do have a Kabbalah's tainus beforehand, so mimonav shach, you either get it before or you get it during the Kabbalah's of the tainus during mincha, albeit it's after the shkia. Afopi, shezek kvar l'achar shkia. The issue for number two brings down, what about Ben HaShmoshos? So also the Bi'ah Locha there brings down, maybe that works, because during the Ben HaShmoshos period of time, it is somewhat before the fasting as well, before the tainus would technically start, if it was a full day fast. And he says, Bishum Shebishara Tainios, except for Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, the Ben HaShmoshos period of time is not a tainus yet. And therefore, his Kabbalah is before the tainus is chal. So he says, definitely in this situation, you can also be mitzayef the opinion of Rav Yossi that the based on Ben HaShmoshos period of time, it's keharif ayin. It's an instantaneous transition from day to night, and therefore, one could rely upon that as well. But bottom line is, it's a tzarech ayin, whether you can accept yourself the Kabbalah's tainus with all the dinim of a tainus during the Ben HaShmoshos period of time. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot in Gimel, he says, Mashma Yiloshim Zed, Dein Tzarech Lesanus Klal, Kim Shol Kibbutu Tfilas Mincha. It sounds like that when the Mechaber says it's not a Kabbalah's tainus, you don't have to fast at all, but that's not true. Because we brought down, Avol Achronim Eskim, with the Bechuyiv Lesanus, Al Kopon Midin Neder. He did say he's going to do something, so that's like a Neder. Therefore, he has to do it Al Pi Neder, albeit not Al Pi a full form of Kabbalah's tainus. And he says, Vafilu Ragoma Bedaito, Vikiba Machshavtu Lesanus, and even if he just had thoughts about it, Gam Kein Yesh Machmir. He brings down the Shaar Tzion in Oz Dalet, whose opinions this go like, and he says, the Hiro Kedibur Domi, because that's because there are opinions that say that thinking about something is just like expressing it directly. And if you look in the Shaar Tzion Oz Dalet, he brings that down from the Chai Adam, he said, and the Choshech Sladas Ravio, the Sri Ledafilu Kodum Lazeh Mahani. There are opinions that say that this Hiro does work beforehand. Well, Das Rabbeinu Tam, Hiro Kedibur Dami. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, even thinking it is like Dibur. So therefore, it definitely could be considered a problem, and therefore you have to fulfill your vow. V'chein kosev al yirabah, ayin shom shem afakbeik al divri ataz, he disagrees with them, but they say it's a double sofik. Number one, maybe that loch is not like Rabbeinu Tam, the hero is Kedibur Dami. And number two, Shema that loch is not like the Rav Yah, who says that even before Mincha, it works. So therefore, one could argue both points over here, and therefore, he brings down, the Mishnah Berurah says that one should be Machmir in this situation to fulfill the requirement to fast, because you did think it, and there are opinions that say that you should fulfill what you thought. Then he continues and he says, but you can't say Aneinu, at least according to the opinion that we're talking here about in Chazaras Hashatz, then you wouldn't be able to do this. Then you can't do that as a Chazaras Hashatz. An individual, that we said you're allowed to. This L is in Simon Tovkuf Samach Beis. In one of our previous shiurim, where we said clearly that the individual can say it in silent Shemoneh Esrei in Shemaya Tefillah, because you say almost anything there, and this is a techina too. And certainly here, where you did have a Kabbalah, albeit it wasn't during the time of Mincha, because as we pointed out already, the Lahar B'Posum Chosh is a Kabbalah Gemur, like the Rav Yoh said, that is considered a valid Kabbalah for an individual. So an individual certainly would be allowed to say Anenu in his private Shemoneh Esrei. Now, Dirshu footnote number 3 brings down, Ochein ha'ona amin amisha berach, that they make on Shabbos, es misha makabal ha'atzmul l'sanos beis he'beis, so that we already talked about as well. She says, sha'ashen ha'muchuv l'sanos v'shukach, even though you can't say that that automatically obligates everybody, mikomokom im yachli l'sanos, no'ila anias da amin, l'kach she'eno tzorech loshuv l'kabal olo tainis. Nevertheless, that would be a satisfactory in that situation, that he doesn't have to go do another kabbalah's tainis, at least if he intended when he answered amen to do so. Dirshu number 4 brings down from the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tov Yudches, there's a chiluk bein mekabel al atzmo tainis bein mekabel al atzmo b'loshu neder. There are differences in halacha between a neder and this kabbalah's tainis. So neder is chal even on a dvar mitzvah, as opposed to kabbalah's tainis ain't a chal al dvar mitzvah. So again, a technical point. Dirshu number 5 brings down that this hirur is davka kishahira b'loshun zeh. He has to, if he wants to be makabal tainis with hirur, he has to say the loshun of I'm a makabal myself a tainis in his mind. But if he just thought about fasting, that's not considered kabbalah's tainis. With this, we conclude Simon Tov Kuf Samach Gimel, and now we start Tov Kuf Samach Dalet, which deals with Din Leil Shalifnei HaTainis, the night before the Tainis. Now, our Tainesim that we accept almost invariably are going to be starting from Olos HaShachar. So, what is the status of the nighttime in terms of eating after you've gone to sleep, etc.? So, that's what this Simon is going to talk about. It's also one Sif. The Mechabi writes, Kol Tainis Sha'ochlum Obalaila, a Tainis that you've accepted upon yourself for the next day that starts in the morning by Olos HaShachar, so that night beforehand, you're allowed to go and eat with no restrictions. Bein Tzibor, Bein Yochid. This is whether it's a Tainis Tzibor, other than, of course, Tisha B'Av in Yom Kippur or any other situations where in the days in Eretz Yisrael, when there were famines, that there would be Gozer, a Tainis that would start at nighttime. But the typical regular Tainis that a Tzibor would accept upon themselves nowadays, except again for Tisha B'Av, and any tainis that an individual takes upon himself, they normally start by Olos HaShachar, and therefore you can eat the night before up until Olos HaShachar with certain caveats. So therefore, HaReza Ocha V'Shosa Ach Yala Amon HaShachar. The baseline approach is that you can go and eat up until Amon HaShachar. However, V'Hu Shalo Yoshan, and the Ramah adds Shinas Keva. That is, as long as you haven't gone to sleep. Once you've gone to sleep for a shinas keva, for a lying down in your bed, a permanent type of a sleep, so that's almost a kabbalah that you're not going to eat anymore, and therefore the tainis starts for you when you go to sleep. As the Mishnah says in Sivkot Aleph, even if you finished your meal, v'rotsu kodem or lazu lechol, rashai, that normally, if you haven't gone to sleep, even though you ate supper, and you're sitting up learning, whatever it is that you're doing, so then you can have another meal, even though you finished supper, as long as it's before Adam HaShachar, as long as you haven't gone to sleep, you're certainly allowed to go and eat further. The issue for number 1 brings down, that which he says that you're definitely allowed to eat is an achilas aroi, a temporary eating, can have a snack, and lahamshich achilas keva, or to just continue, just have your supper last for 5-6 hours, that's not a problem. But to start lahaskal achilas keva, that's already a problem. This brings down simon peites for michatzi shor kodem olos hashachar. A person should eat it on a regular day. If you get up early in the morning, if it's a half hour before the start of olos hashachar, you really shouldn't eat and drink, and certainly not something that could potentially be mishakeris that could make you drunk, because that's going to interfere with your davening. But you can have a little snack, less than a kibetza. One shouldn't have more than a kibetza. Now, he also adds that Chaim Kanievsky Shlita brings down Shivachati Yeshua Kodem Olos HaShachar in Lahaskul Suda Betilan Sidayim. Shouldn't have any type of a meal that requires washing. Then Mishbur and Sukkot Beis tells us that this Shinas Keva means getting into pajamas and going into bed. It's a real type of a sleep, as opposed to you're just misnamnim. The Mishbur says, I will misnamnim. Person's, you know, sitting in a chair and he's a little bit tired. He closes his eyes. Dainu nim v'lo nim. He's awake, not awake. Tear v'lo tear. He's not fully sleeping. V'lo choshiv shena. That's not considered sleep. And if you wake up from that, you certainly can go and continue eating. Now we continue with the Mechaber. He says, Avolim Yoshein, and the Ramah adds, Shinas Keva, if a person sleeps a real night sleep, he's in bed, he's in his pajamas, in that situation, Eino Chozov Yochel, then he's not allowed to go, and after he wakes up, eat, even though it's before the Olos HaShachar, and Velo Shose, he's not allowed to drink in that situation as well. Unless he made it tonight, says, I'm not accepting upon myself the tightness at this point in time, and I am reserving the right still to eat or drink. That's what the Mechaber says a person should do. And if you look at this in the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Gimel, he says, Afilu shalo al mitaso. This Shinas Keva doesn't literally have to be in his pajamas in bed. We have discussed in Simen Mem Zayin some of these halachos previously. What is the definition of a Shinas Keva, a Shinas Haroi? It's not 100% clear. There are different opinions how long it has to be. Ideally, it's in pajamas in bed, but lav dafka. He says, Afilu shalo amitaso. This isn't even if you're in bed, but if a person is lying down in a reclining chair and says, you know, I'm going to take a couple of hours of sleep over here, so that might be a Shinas Keva as well. And he brings down Vinei HaMechaber Sosam Devorov. And Mechaber didn't fully expand upon this. And it's mashba that he holds, the svirulei, afilu yosham besol chasuda, even if the person in the middle of the meal, and he puts his head down, and he goes to sleep, gan kim shuv also lechol. Seems from the Mechaber that that's also called the shinas keva sometimes, and in that situation, it would be forbidden for him to even finish the meal. The ligmar sudasu kishineo mishnaso. And when he wakes up, he wouldn't be allowed to finish eating. Ukamosha masik beis Yosef, like he points out in the beis Yosef. Now, others disagree. Mishbura says, you can see over here that this is the opinion of the Bach, the Taz, the El Yeraba, in the name of the Riaz, the Korban Estanel, according to the Rush, the Ran, according to the Rif, and from the Ritva, and others. So you can see this in the Shaar Tzion, Oz Gimel, where he says that they all agree, the Im Yoshan Beso Chasuda, that if you just took a little dremel, a little nap in the middle of the meal, mutar l'gomer achekach, then when you wake up, you can still continue eating, but it's before Olos HaShachar. Why? Kiven the metchilo hayadat lechalot, because obviously you're in the middle of your meal. You aren't intending to stop eating. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, we shouldn't really easily rely upon this. If a person is stringent upon this, i.e. he should make it t'nai beforehand, and if he didn't, and he doesn't eat after that, kadosh yomelo, such a person is called holy. If you look in the Shaar Tzion, continuing in Oz Gimel, he brings down the Afilu Mashen Oloyo Beso Chasuda, even if it wasn't during the middle of the meal. Ala Kodem Achila, he hadn't yet eaten. Kmo Shemotzi Shadam Yoshi Mitchilas Alayla. Let's say a person wants to go to sleep in the middle of the night. He goes early in the night, rather. And V'achakach Kom Lecho. So he goes to sleep 6, 7 o'clock at night, p.m., and then he gets up at 2, 3 in the morning and wants to have a meal then. Technically, you can go and eat at that time. Since he intended to, and it's normal way to go and eat, then he doesn't automatically go and ruin his right to go and eat because he normally does this, and that's allowed. However, we'll see shortly that even in that situation, it's best for a person to actually make it tonight. Now, Dear Shavuot number 3 adds over here when the Leil of the Tainis is on Matzi Shabbos. So Sunday is the Tainis, and you go to sleep without having Malava Malka. So he brings down from all Yashas Atzal that since you always have Malava Malka, so then that's also a tacit, as if you had definitively said that when you wake up, you want to have Malava Malka before the Olos HaShachar, before the fast actually begins. Now we go to Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Gimel, where he says you should make this tonight. And he says, Kodem Hashene, when do you make this tonight that I'm reserving the right still to eat? As the Mechaber says, unless Elohim Kain hits the Lechol Ishlos, unless you specifically state I'm reserving the right to eat or drink. So you should make that before you go to sleep, not when you wake up before Olos HaShachar. Too late then. Because Mutra Afilu Gomar Sudosu Kodem Hashene, and then that works even if you finish supper and you're saying, listen, I may wake up early in the morning and set my alarm. If I wake up or get up before Olos HaShachar for whatever the reason, I get up in the middle of the night, I reserve the right to eat and drink. That's what you should say. Ideally, you should verbalize it. And even though, Vagam Yoshin Achakach Shinas Keva, even though you went into pajamas, you went into bed, and now the Olos HaShachar is at 5 o'clock and you wake up at 4:30 and you have breakfast. Perfectly acceptable. The Dayan Lokiba Love of Titans, because you specifically stated you're not accepting upon yourself the fast yet. Dishavut number 4 brings down that this Tanai, according to the Shelos Tshuvas Orlet Zion, the great Sfaradi Godol, Zatzal, is regarding a Tanis Tzibor, you should definitely make it with a verbal declaration. If the whole Tzibor is in the Tzara, and the rabbis declare that you're having a fast tomorrow morning from Olos HaShachar, so then it's not good enough just to think about it. You should verbalize and say, I'm not accepting upon myself the Tainis until the morning when I get up before Olos HaShachar, I'm still allowed to eat. But if it's your own personal, individual Tanis Yachid, he says, then it's enough with just a machshava. Then he says, can a person do this once for his life? Let's say you hear the shir now, and you say, for the rest of my life, I'm saying that I'm not accepting myself any tanis stiv or any tanis yochid until olos hashachar. Can you do that now? It's a smart idea. So Shel Shulz Arul Tzion says to that, no, it doesn't work. Ain't a moel is tanios acheros. It doesn't work. You can't do this for all future times, but before each tanis, you have to specifically state it. There is a very interesting idea that we should always say HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name with kavanah. When a person says the Yudke Vavke, he should have in his mind each time HaYehovah V'ya Adon Kol. That's the minimal understanding that God is omnipotent, he's omnipresent, he's here in the past, the future, and in the current, and that he's the master of everything. So you really should have that in mind every time you say the Yudke Vavke, which is arguably an extremely difficult thing to do. So there are opinions that say that every morning before davening, you should say in your mind, every time I say the Yudke Vavke, it should have this in mind, Ha Yehovah V'yeh Adon Kol. So that works to a certain extent before you daven, but you can't do this once for the rest of your life, unfortunately, and say that, although it's certainly a good thing for a person to say. Then Dishavu number 5 says, what happens if you said the bracha mapil, with Shem Malchus, you're not supposed to really talk after that. So he brings down for Shel Shulz Arul Tzion as well, that if you forgot to say, verbalize that you're going to not accept upon yourself the tannis, he says you're allowed to do that. One could be makel in that situation and make the tanai bepeh. And finally, Dishavu number 6 brings down, according to the Zohar, every day, not only for a tannis, once you go to sleep, you shouldn't get up in the morning and eat, even though it's before Olas HaShachar and you're allowed to. And it's brought down, one should really follow this Zohar. Nevertheless, Shel Shulz Arul Tzion also says about this, he says, if the person is a weak-natured person and his fasting is going to be difficult for him, and he gets up in the morning before Olas HaShachar and he wishes to eat, he can rely upon this tonight, even though the Zohar would say, ideally, one shouldn't do so. Now we go to the Ramah, we conclude this beautiful Siman Tovkuf Samach Dalet. The Ramah says, Hago, by drinking in Sarach Tanai. That eating requires a Tanai, but the Ramah says drinking doesn't require Tanai. Why? The Mistama, the normal default position is that a person gets up in the middle of the night and takes drinks of water all the time. Even if you go to sleep, and every regular night, people sometimes get up in the middle of the night, they need a glass of water, their mouth is dry, whatever. So, the hevik ilu hista. Therefore, in regards to liquids, it's considered that you automatically have a built-in tanai and you don't have to verbalize it. And this is brought down the name of the Torah, the Mordechai, the Gos Maimonios, and the Hagos HaShri. That's the ideal way. However, one should still make it tonight, even for liquids. Now, what type of liquids? So the Ber Heitev brings down in Oz Dalid that Afilu Kol Mashkim Mutarim. This would include all Mashkim. However, the Kolbo says it's only specifically talking about Mayim, that you have this default Heter. Finally, the Magen Avraham in the Ber Heitev, Oz Hei is quoted as saying, nearly, according to Magen Avraham, Da'kol fi mashu adam. Every person has to know for themselves. Does he normally get up in the middle of the night? If rogu lishtos b'layla, then certainly mutu lishtos b'los night. If every night this person gets up in the middle of the night and has a drink of water, he gives water by his bedside, his night table, and every night he has a drink of water. So then, of course, then one can rely upon this for the morning of a tainis before it's olas hashachar to take a drink. But if a person never does this, so then the morgan of Rama say, then specifically in that situation, the person should verbalize his night. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Hey, the Derech Adam Lio Sami Achash Noso. Explaining the Ramah, he says the person normally drinks in the middle of the night, so that's a potential, therefore he doesn't have to make the verbal tonight. But Sif Katan Vav, he says, Kosvo Achronim, he brings down from the El Yeraba, you can see this in the Sharat Zion Ozayin, the Bidiyevit Ein Lahachmer, that one doesn't have to be Machmer to follow this opinion that he's about to say now, that Lechatchila, Roy Lahachmer, Ulehasnos Aflishasia. That ideally one should make the tonight, albeit the El Yerabba says that B'dievid you don't have to be Machmer in this way, but Lechatchila, everybody would agree. What does it hurt you? A person before a tainis, if he thinks he's going to be getting up and eating and drinking, so one should verbalize, say orally out loud, I hereby do not yet accept upon myself the tainis, I reserve the right to eat or drink before the tainis starts at Olos HaShachar tomorrow morning, and this way you're following the opinion of the Machaber, Kedasa Machaber, and you have no problems. But technically, you don't have to do so. As we pointed out, if a person regularly drinks, so then he could rely upon that. But again, there's no harm in specifically stating orally that you're reserved to write. If you don't get up and drink, there's no problem. You're not mechuyev to get up and drink. You're not mechuyev to get up and eat. You're just reserving that right. You're not accepting upon yourself the tainus. Finally, Dershu foot number 7 brings down those that have the minhag to fast on Erev Rosh Hashanah. So the Ramah brings down that since this is a minhag by many people, that they are going to fast Erev Rosh Hashanah and they eat on pre-dawn, pre-Olas HaShachar, so you don't have to state it specifically over there as well. It's as if you made it tnai, and you don't have to make it tnai in that situation. With this, we conclude Simon Tovkuf Samach Dalit and today's shir.